another parabes mitzvah zayin. Harei another lechashiyah li ben. V'noilad lo ben. Harei v'nother. Somebody who says, I will be another when I have a son, and then a son is born to him, at that point, he becomes another. Noilad lo bas tumtum v'androgynous. Ain't another. If a daughter is born to him, or a tumtum is somebody that we cannot tell whether he is a zacha or an akeba, or an androgynous is born to him, an androgynous has a simen zacha and a simen akeba, in such a case he would not be another, as even though a tumtum by androgynous is a suffix zacha, suffix akeba, even so they are not included in the lashon ben, and therefore he is not another. Im amar kishe'era kishe'yeh li vlad, if he said, I will be another when I see that I have a child, afilu noile lo bas tumtum by androgynous, harei another. In this case, even if a daughter or a tumtum or an androgynous is born to him, he has a din of another, as a bas tumtum by androgynous are also called a vlad, and therefore they are included in his neder. Mesach another for a beis mishnachet. He pila ishto eno nazar. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It is going on a case where somebody said, Areini nazir l'chashayiyah li'vlad. And this Mishnah is telling us that if his wife miscarries, he does not have a din of a nazir. Even though it's possible that had his wife not miscarried, the child would have been a bar kayama, meaning the child would have lived 30 days and would not have been a nafal. So therefore he should be a suffix nazir because maybe the child is a bar kayama. The answer is that this Tanakhama is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds any time there is a suffix about whether or not somebody becomes another, he is not another at all, and that is a person's intention when he takes upon himself his Naziris, that if a suffix will occur, raising doubts about whether or not he becomes another, he should not be another at all, as a suffix Nazir is even more chamor than a regular Nazir. As another cannot be Megalech until he brings his Korbanos, and a Suffolk another cannot bring his Korbanos Mesuffolk, so therefore he will never be allowed to be Megalech, so therefore over here where there is a Suffolk, he is not another at all. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Yoimar, Im Haya Ben Kayama Hare Ani Nazar Chayba, V'im Lav Hare Ani Nazar Nedog. Rabbi Shimon holds that a person does have in mind to become another, even where there is doubt about whether or not his Naziris is chal. So therefore, over here, where his wife miscarried, he is a suffix another, maybe the child was a ben kayama. And now, since his Naziris is only misuffix, he can never bring his karbanos, and therefore he can never be megaleah. So Rabbi Shimon explained that the person should say, if the child is a ben kayama, then I am another choyva, meaning, then the original Naziris that I made is chal, and therefore I am another mikoach, the original Naziris. And if the child is not a ben kayama, then I am another nedava, meaning then I am taking upon myself a Naziris right now. So therefore, in either case, he is another. If the child is a ben kayama, he is another mikoach, his original Naziris. And if the child is not a ben kayama, therefore he is being mekabo on himself a Naziris right now. So therefore, he could bring his korbanos, and then he could be megaleach after he brings his korbanos. Chazra v'yolda harei v'nazir. Now, if his wife then goes ahead and gives birth to a child after that, then he will be another vadi in that case, according to the Tanakhama, as since when his wife originally miscarried, he did not become another. Now that his wife did give birth, he now becomes another from his original neder that he said that he will be another when his wife gives birth to a child. Rabbi Shimon Aymer Yoimar, Im Harishon Ben Kayama, Harishon Chayva, Vizu Nedava. V'im Lav Harishon Nedava Vizu Chayva. According to Rabbi Shimon, he is again stuck in a situation of suffix, as if the first child that his wife miscarried was a Bar Kayama, so now that his wife gave birth to another child, he would not be another, as he was already Mekayim his Naziris with the first child. But if the first child that his wife miscarried was not a Bar Kayama, so now he would have to be another, as original Naziris would be chal now that his wife gave birth to a ben kayama. So therefore, he is again stuck in a suffix, so therefore he has to make a t'nai to get out of it. So what he says is as follows. If the first child was a ben kayama, so then harishon choba v'zu nedava, meaning the naziris that I was mekayim after the first child that was miscarried was a Nazirus Choba, it was a Kiyam of my original Nazirus. So now, I am being Mekabel on myself a new Nazirus, a Nazirus Nedaba, then Lav, and if the original child that my wife miscarried was not a Bar Kayama, so I was not yet Mekayim the original Nazirus that I took upon myself, so then Harisha Nedaba, Bezu Choba, the first Nazirus that I already was Mekayim was a Nazirus Nedaba, was a new Nazirus that I took upon myself, and now I am being Mekayim a Nazirus Choba, meaning I'm being Mekayim, the original Nazirus that I took upon myself, that I will be another when my wife has a child. So therefore, in any case, he is again another now, and therefore, when he completes his Nazirus, he would be able to bring his korbanos, and then he would be Megalech.